We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled Ginger the Leprechaun's Lucky Day. If you enjoyed this charming episode, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the lucky show you can take on the go. Listen along while you're walking through a field of clovers, while you're eating a hearty stew, or while you're dancing to a jolly jig. I'm your host, Angie. Let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a Celtic-inspired fairy tale. Ginger is a little leprechaun who finds a four-leaf clover. That means four wishes will come true for Ginger, but only for one day. Let's find out what Ginger the leprechaun will wish for and begin our lucky leprechaun tale now. Ginger the Leprechaun's Lucky Day. There once was a little leprechaun named Ginger.
Hello!
Ginger was a very small, human-like creature with long red hair, pointy little ears, and a cute button nose. She lived in a tiny toadstool house in the forest. One sunny morning, Ginger woke up and put on her green dress and bonnet.
I think I'm going to pick some flowers.
She grabbed her little basket and went walking along in the clover field. Ginger the leprechaun was so small that clovers were up to her waist.
These flowers look and smell so lovely.
She began to pick the blossoms one by one and place them in her basket. Then, all of a sudden, Ginger spotted something remarkable.
Why, it's a four-leaf clover! What luck! You know what that means. I get to make four wishes that will come true, but only just for today. What should I wish for first? I know!
Ginger pulled one leaf off of the clover with her tiny leprechaun fingers.
I wish for a magical rainbow!
She blew the clover leaf into the air. And poof! It transformed into a beautiful rainbow right before Ginger's little leprechaun eyes.
Wow, that rainbow is so close. I think I can touch it.
To her amazement, she could. The rainbow was soft and bouncy. Ginger had an idea.
I'm going to climb this rainbow.
She used her little leprechaun hands and feet to trek up the rainbow. Ginger made her way up to the tippity top.
Golly, I've never been up this high before.
She sat on the edge of the rainbow and took in the spectacular view.
I can see my little toadstool house and everything. This is incredible. How lucky am I? Speaking of luck, I better wish for my second wish now.
Ginger the leprechaun pulled another leaf off the clover. She held it in the palm of her hand and thought for a moment.
I know. I'll wish for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
She blew the clover leaf into the air.
Now let's see if it worked.
The little leprechaun slid down the rainbow all the way back to the ground. To Ginger's delight, her wish did come true, for at the bottom of the rainbow, there was a great big pot filled to the brim with gold coins.
This is amazing! I will buy myself a fancy new dress and some pretty little dancing shoes.
Ginger put as many coins as she could carry into her basket. Then she skipped her way down to the leprechaun village. She bought herself a lovely satin green ball gown with shiny emerald stone shoes.
Ooh, green is my favorite color.
Then she waltzed her way back to her little toadstool house.
Well, this dress is much too fancy to wear just around the house. But what if I could wear it around a palace? That's it!
Ginger pulled another leaf off the clover and said,
I wish my little toadstool house was now a beautiful palace.
She blew the clover leaf into the air and poof! Her little toadstool house transformed into a magnificent palace.
Yippee! I will go inside and take a look around.
She entered through the palace doors and saw a lovely ballroom.
This is the perfect place to celebrate in style. I can't wait to dance the night away in my fancy new dress. But oh dear! I'm all alone in this here palace, and it's getting awfully late. I better wish for my very last wish of the day.
Ginger plucked the last little leaf off of the magical clover and said,
I wish for interesting party guests to come to the palace for a night of music and dancing.
Then she blew the leaf into the air. Poof! The once empty room was now filled with magical creatures. A band of elves played music on the stage as lovely fairies fluttered around in a circle. A big giant clapped along to the music, and some silly gnomes did a funny little jig. Ginger had so much fun dancing along with her new mythical friends.
Hooray! What fun!
But soon, she grew tired and made her way to bed where she fell fast asleep. When she woke up the next morning, she was back in her old toadstool house and back in her normal clothes once again. Ginger the leprechaun sighed.
What a wonderful day I had yesterday. I wish it could have lasted forever. But I'm also kind of glad that everything is back to the way it was.
She got dressed, grabbed her basket, and made her way out to the meadow of flowers.
Maybe, just maybe, I'll find myself a fir leaf clover again. That would be really lucky.
Wow, what a lucky story. If you enjoyed today's tale, you might also enjoy reading my original children's book that I wrote and illustrated titled The Shape Escape. All is well in Shape Valley until a big bully circle escapes and starts causing mayhem. Which shape will save the day? You can purchase all of my books and other fun story spectacular gear like kids' t-shirts and stickers that I designed myself at storyspectacular.com. It's a great way to support the show and sport your podcast pride. While we are on the subject of spectacular things, guess what? We have a brand new batch of Animail from our real-life listener friends just like you.
Animail!
Our first Animail comes from Stella.
I am Stella. I'm a kitty cat. I live in North Carolina. I like Lawrence the Lighthouse because I used to not like going underwater. Now I do. Yeah.
Thanks for the listener mail, Stella. A lot of cats are afraid of the water, and I'm glad that just like our buddy Lawrence, you overcame your fear. Now, let's hear from Everest.
Hello, Angie. My name is Everest. My favorite animal is a dinosaur. Wow! And my favorite story is Where's the Lighthouse? Bye! Bye.
No way! Everest the dinosaur likes Lawrence the Lighthouse too. That's just brilliant. Now let's hear from Jackson.
My name's Jackson.
I'm 7.
And here's my favorite story. Lizzie the Lizard. The one we listened today. And here are my 4 animal sounds. Frog, cat, snake, and dog for the answers.
Yay, Jackson, you speak a lot of animal languages. Up next, it's our friend Reese.
I'm a dinosaur. Rawr. My name is Reese, and I like the dinosaur stories, all of them.
Dino-mite, Reese. You love dinosaurs so much that maybe one day you'll grow up to be a paleontologist. Weren't those Animail submissions from our real-life listeners just spectacular?
Animail!
Today's show was a St. Paddy's Day celebration. We heard the story of Ginger the Leprechaun and how all of her wishes came true. We also heard some charming Animail from our real-life listeners.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I feel really lucky to have such spectacular fun sharing stories.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. Go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can sign up for the Story Squad and get a free ebook of Digger's daily routine, plus song downloads and printable activity pages. You can also shop for books and spectacular gear. All that and more when you visit storyspectacular.com. Have a lucky day. Thanks for listening.
Happy St. Patrick's.